Good afternoon. My name is Paul Hickson. I come before you today in a number of capacities. I'm an alum as well as a current staff member who's worked here for more than 30 years. Other members of my immediate family are also proud alums of this great university. I'm also a loyal, longtime season ticket holder for major U of I athletic events. And one last major connection I'd like to establish for me is that I'm a longtime member of McKinley Presbyterian Church, which is the first campus-based church on a public university campus. It's located just a few blocks from here. And one of McKinley's major focuses is on serving the needs of students, faculty, and staff of this particular campus. Now, I mention all these things so that you will see that I have lots of very strong ties to this institution. And in many cases, I'm very proud of this great university. However, regretfully, there's one area where I cannot say that that is true, and that's the continued use of Chief Illiniwek as a symbol of this campus. At a personal level, I am deeply embarrassed and offended by the misuse of Native American customs and spiritual practices, all carried out in the name of maintaining a 74-year-old halftime skit and promoting school spirit. As a non-Native person, I have had the true privilege of visiting and working in a number of indigenous communities over the past 33 years, in areas stretching from rural Alaska to southern Mexico. And out of that experience, I've developed a profound respect for various Native cultures and religions, and all that they have the potential to teach each of us about the human condition. As a non-Native person, I would like to speak about the matter of how one really honors the spiritual customs of another culture. This fall, I mentioned that I'm a Presbyterian. This fall, I was very proud of my denomination when they passed a resolution at their national 211th General Assembly taking a strong stand on this issue. The resolution called in part for universities and colleges that use Native American imagery or symbols to develop a process to choose a new name, logo, or mascot. The reason was simple empathy. Quote, the abuse of Christian symbols such as a cross and chalice for entertainment or profit would be insulting, insensitive, and an affront to Christian spirituality. It's therefore unacceptable. Similarly, the abuse of Native American symbols such as a headdress, feathers, or sacred pipe for entertainment or profit would be insulting, insensitive, and an affront to Native American spirituality. It's therefore equally unacceptable. This really is a case where it's truly that simple, folks. Which one of you would like to have your entire cultural heritage supposedly summed up in a halftime ceremony? Particularly if you knew that your people had been the victims of past oppression in this very same area. Regardless of the stated good intentions by the proponents for the chief, if the people who are supposed to be honored by this symbol are instead outraged and offended by the practice, then face it, the U of I is not honoring, we are offending. Finally, I'm proud to announce that last night, at the regularly scheduled meeting of this McKinley Church's session, the ruling elders of that congregation unanimously passed a resolution calling on the Board of Trustees and the administration of this campus to retire the chief as a symbol for this campus. It's time for the chief to go. Now.